Radio Statale.
Di Radio Statale.
Al microfono
di Radio Statale.
Gamma di Radio Statale.
Buongiorno a tutti, sono Vladimir Kruten di Tutta Colpa di Radio e Radio Statale. Oggi è una fantastica giornata di lunedì mattina. Sono già le 3, quindi mi sa che avete già finito di pranzare, carissimi miei. Siamo in collegamento col teatro Pinoff e specialmente con Gilles Crovisier, che sarà qui con noi oggi. Quindi ci sentite? Alessia, ci senti? Ci senti bene? Ci senti male? Provo un attimo ad alzare. Allora, noi non stiamo ricevendo Alessia, ma Alessia magari riceve noi. Ci senti? Perdonaci. Perfetto, ecco, allora, ci siamo. Perdonateci questo piccolo problema tecnico. Allora, prego Alessia, presentati, presenta il tuo teatro, siamo qui con te.
Allora, noi siamo il teatro Pimoff e ci troviamo in zona Grato Soglio e siamo un teatro di danza contemporanea e prosa anche contemporanea, e nello specifico in questo caso parliamo di un programma di residenze che abbiamo, che viene da una call di un bando a sostegno della danza contemporanea, che è un bando internazionale, quindi arrivano poi coreografi e danzatori da tutto il mondo. In questo caso però, con noi c'è Gilles, che viene dal Lussemburgo, e appunto giovedì 16 ci sarà poi l'anteprima del suo nuovo progetto, di cui vi parlerà poi lei in maniera più approfondita.
Perfetto, perfetto, quindi segniamoci la data del 16 maggio, giusto? 16 maggio,
esatto,
ore 7.30. 19.30. Il costo del biglietto ho visto sul sito che varia a seconda anche di un altro progetto, quella della Dance Card, giusto?
Esatto, che è un progetto che permette, attraverso una specie di, diciamo, abbonamento annuale, di accedere a tutti gli spettacoli di danza delle realtà che aderiscono al progetto con il 50% di sconto. Quindi in questo caso il nostro costo del biglietto intero è 10 euro e scende a 5.
Perfetto, del 50% di sconto. Bello, bello, molto molto bene. Grazie mille Alessia, e io direi che it's time for our Jill. Jill, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello everyone.
Hi, so nice to meet you here. So Jill is a choreographer, dancer, videographer and sound creator. Wow, a lot of names. What does it mean for you?
What it means for me, that's a good question. I think I've never asked myself these questions, where did it came from. I think there was, at a very young age, just the urge to express myself in a way and to express stories about this life and the world we live in. And
okay,
you know, like all the different forms of expression, from videography, movement, sound, photography, all of these things, somehow they go together and they merge as one.
That's really, really cool. So you're here in Milan for what? Because Alessia told us that you're in the theater of Pinoff for doing a big project of yours. You have two performers, as I saw on the website, and on the 16th
yes.
of May, also you do the 12th of May, as I saw on the website, that you're doing a masterclass. So what's the project you're doing right now?
Yes. So currently I'm in Pinoff for residency, and it's for a project called the Game Grand Finale.
Mm-hmm.
And the Game Grand Finale is a contemporary dance performance with 8 dancers, which is going to premiere in February 2025 at the Grand Théâtre of Luxembourg.
Oh my God. So we have a premiere right now. So there's something that you're creating right now.
Exactly. I'm in the creation. And
oh my God.
The thing about this project is that I started a research like almost 3 years ago around the theme of games.
Wow.
And and now I'm officially starting the creation of the performance, and I have now 2 company dancers with me, and later on the whole team will join in September in Luxembourg.
Wow. So like all these dancers are from different nationalities. Are there like, I don't know, like how the group was made? So how did you collect all those people?
Yes, so this performers and people come from many different places, many different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. What is important to note first is that I also not only work with professional dancers, but I work with a very diverse people from different backgrounds. And for
this piece,
especially, they all have a dancer background, but different backgrounds. So some come more from ballet, some contemporary, some physical theater, and yeah, they come from different places. Some of these dancers I've worked before, so I know them. And some responded to an open call, so like an open call that closed in March, and I've received like 800 applications from dancers around the world. And I made some auditions, and yeah, so currently we're about to soon close the cast. And yeah, we will know who's going to perform in this piece.
Oh my God. So all this like auditions, all this work that's like before COVID, like if you managed to do all this work in 3 years, like since 3 years, so it's since 2020, I would say.
Exactly, exactly. Oh my God. The project started some time ago, and also what is important to know is creation is not starting on a blank page on a date.
Always.
But there's a long time of preparation, there is application funding, you find your partners, your co-producers, and performing opportunities. And yeah, the project itself started a long time ago, first with an idea and a concept, and you write this concept and ideas down. And then, yeah, throughout the different researchers with different people and situations around the world, I started slowly to build up guidelines for that creation.
So, the project is traveling with you. Like, it's still traveling with you, and you still have time to manage something, to change the project, to add something new, remove something else, just to make it perfect for the Luxembourg, premiere. Let's talk about the project, the game grand finale. What it will be about?
Yes. So the main idea of the game grand finale comes from a quote, a life quote, which is life is a game. And that's something I kind of grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, my mother used to say, you know, life is a game. When things don't go the way you expect or the way you want, you need to also somehow find a balance. And, you know, you can have a strategy in life,
right,
but sometimes
right.
it's about luck. Sometimes it's about timing and being at the wrong or the good place. And there's a lot of things at play.
Okay.
Anyway,
exactly.
Growing up with that sentence, I felt like it's a super interesting, like not only social like theme, but there is a lot of aspects you can explore around the theme of games, especially when it comes also to different cultures and different generations. And the theme
That's
of games
true.
Like it's just for itself already a play area to explore so many things. And the work itself is related to that quote. It's kind of a very existential work, a work where I question myself, like, how do we win that game, or how do we battle life, or how
exactly.
do we find our own balance when it comes to, find your path in life, you know, and
mm-hmm.
all these encounters we have. And it's a very, of course, playful work, but it has this very deep philosophical and existential question. And on the other side, I was exploring also different notions of games, and one very important is role playing. So all the performers will also represent a character in a role, such as a circus director or horsewoman or superhero. So there is also these different characters appearing, and these characters have a lot of layers, a lot of different stories. It's that clash together, and at the same time it's a lot about transformation and going forward. So that's a bit in general what this work is about, and obviously very physical work with a lot of theatrical colors and
So like now I understand, like you started from a sentence, and after 4 years you managed to do something which will be like amazing. So about I have a question, like, regarding your genre. So you chose contemporary. Like, it was always your decision, your first decision, or maybe you thought, oh, I should make a ballet from it, I should make, a hip-hop dance, maybe. So why contemporary?
Contemporary because I failed in ballet, let's say it like this.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
no.
There is a truth out of a weakness, I guess. No, but, I mean, I was never aiming to be in a specific style or in a box, you know. As a young girl, I trained in different disciplines. I had a big passion, of course, for ballet and for dance in general, and I have a big passion for also traditional dances and all of this cultural heritages around the world. So music and dance was just very present at a young age, as well as sports and this kind of more of athletic side. And I think I was working in something that was in our time, in our moment, and in the way of exploring my own movements and stories of our lives, it became contemporary by
That's
itself.
So inspiring.
But I wasn't in reaching to become an artist like this anyway. I wasn't reaching for that, and I was also not reaching to be categorized as a contemporary dance artist or contemporary artist in general. So I think that's just something that at some point comes together, but it's hard because it's hard to define what makes you an artist, what makes you a contemporary artist. And also nowadays, you know, in contemporary arts and dance, you find a diversity of styles and movements that really make it very open as well. So it's all about heritage and inspiration, I guess.
I really understand what you're saying because as an old dancer, I just, like, when I saw your profile and I was like, okay, so the only genre that I didn't try in my life was contemporary art. And I was so thrilled just to ask you how and why. But now I understand, like, the versatility of the genre, everything of it. It's really, like, combining. And you can tell whatever message you want with contemporary, I think. So you chose it because, like, also, like, for starting from the sentence of life is a game, which is right. Like, not only Adele says it, you can also say it and just make it really, really good. So as you said, eight performers, as understood. So how many are you? Oh, eight performers. Okay, so you're like working every day. You have some, like, every day you're working with them, or you just make some time for yourself, just understand what you want to change. How is the work done?
Yes. So this is all project-based work, yeah? So the company is not full-time company, and you're not doing a year every day in the studio working on one specific work, but the company is hiring dancers depending on the project. And the game on finale, for example, is a 7 weeks creation period. And during that 7 weeks, which are divided in two, everyone is going to be there, and we work, we start with a morning class, and we have an eight-hour workday where, of course, we explore, we write. And it's always a very intense moment because it's also a moment of a lot of questioning and hesitation. And then there comes as well all the part of costumes and sound creation that float in and out. So it is quite an intense moment. But the most important is that the process goes smooth and that we have fun and that we enjoy our time together. And that we also try to create something that is, like, open and that a lot of people outside can identify with. And so it's about to open up also as humans, because
that's
after
a really
all,
important
I
message. I really do think that's really to
these,
make to
these
like
answers,
the work has to be something that you like, you love, and you that give all yourself. That's true. That's really true. So, like, one of the final questions I would love to ask you is why Milan? Why Milan? Why here? Why in Italy?
Okay. Well, first of all, I replied to an open call. Yeah, there was an open call from PIMOF. This means PIMOF is announcing that they're accepting that amount of artists for residency with the financial support and becoming partners of a new work or research, whatever. So I applied. With the company, we applied to that open call, and luckily PIMOF selected the project without knowing me.
Alessis told us before. Exactly.
And for me, what is special about coming to Milan and coming to Italy is that actually my mother is half Italian.
Oh.
So, my nonna is from Gubbio. And I have never really, you know, connected to my Italian side. And it just feels always special to somehow be in Italy because I feel like, I have some roots here. And it's just very beautiful to connect with something, deep inside of me, I guess, I can identify with. So I'm even more happy that PIMOF invited me to this absolutely stunning space and meeting also the local artists and community and getting to know a bit what is happening in Italy and to be a bit close to, yeah, what I can call maybe a second or third or fourth home.
Exactly. I really think that your parents are proud. Your nonna especially is proud of you because you're here in Italy. And I don't know, like, you want to say something to our audience, something regarding the show, maybe invite us to Luxembourg to, like, the final premiere.
Of course, I would love that everyone can see your work, but I know also that this is not always easy, but I would invite everyone to explore dancing and to explore music and to explore expressing themselves and to trust in the progress and to also, yeah, just enjoy movement. And if you can, sometimes even if it's scary or it doesn't feel like usual, to go and see something that is connected to contemporary art, because it feels a bit exclusive or far from what you might understand, know that you have your eyes, you have your soul and your mind, and you see whatever you see, and that's really right. And of course, if you want to discover my little magical world, I hope you're more than welcome to come to Plymouth Theatre on the 16th at 7:30 p.m. to see what I've been working here with the two company dancers. And I will also present another solo of mine, so I will dance myself.
Oh.
And we're going to have an artist talk. We're going to share ideas. And it's about, to open the communication and exchange also with the people being with us that night. So, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, Jill, to come to stay here with us to talk about your project. I'm really thrilled, and I wish you the best of luck for the day, for the 16th of May.
Yes.
Thank you so much joining.
Thank you very much for having me. I wish you also all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Pimo. Thank you very much.
Eravamo con Jean, spero che Alessia sia tornata con noi.
Sì.
È tornata. E volevo comunque ringraziare tantissimo Jill per il suo statement, per le sue risposte. E volevo riprendere con Alessia invece, che si occupa giusto di ufficio stampa, giusto? Del teatro.
Esatto.
Perfetto, volevo chiederti appunto di darci qualche informazione in più, giusto per, diciamo, concludere e rendere, diciamo, completa questa intervista per appunto la serata di Jill.
Sì, appunto, la serata incomincerà alle 19:30 e subito dopo lo spettacolo ci sarà anche la possibilità di confrontarsi con, appunto, con Jill e in generale con i danzatori della compagnia che ci sono, in un incontro a cura di Sharing Training Milano, che è una realtà che si occupa proprio di questo, di fare degli incontri per parlare appunto di danza, per confrontarsi sia con professionisti, che non è solo per i professionisti, per gli addetti al settore, ma anche per chi vuole solo scoprire un po' di più su questo mondo della danza contemporanea.
Quindi voi vi dedicate comunque sempre a promuovere questi artisti, comunque definirei autonomi, emergenti, indipendenti, sempre comunque, cioè loro propongono quelle che sono le loro iniziative e poi voi selezionate. Come funziona questa selezione che fate?
Allora, in questo caso, che è solo per il bando di citofonare PIMOF, che è appunto il modo in cui è stato selezionato il lavoro di Jill, è un modo che abbiamo per aprirci, perché PIMOF è un'associazione culturale che vuole essere una casa della cultura, quindi proprio apre le porte a questi artisti, coreografi e danzatori, appunto, sia italiani che non. E c'è un bando che viene pubblicato, è stato chiuso da poco, e quindi diciamo in primavera, e poi l'anno successivo i vincitori vengono selezionati da noi e poi vengono qui in residenza, quindi vuol dire che stanno con noi effettivamente tutto il tempo e provano e lavorano sui progetti, e poi al termine di questi 10 giorni di residenza presentano un'anteprima che è aperta al pubblico. Come nel caso appunto di Jill, e nulla, e si può venire a vederlo. È un work in progress, non è mai uno spettacolo definitivo, però è proprio
come ti diceva Jill, appunto. Esatto,
sì,
esatto.
Sì, esatto, non è uno spettacolo definitivo, ma è un pezzo del lavoro.
Mamma mia, bellissimo. Secondo me è un'iniziativa molto arricchente, soprattutto per questi artisti. È importante essere riconosciuti, diciamo, durante il loro percorso, durante il loro percorso creativo.
Sì, assolutamente. Poi in questo caso Jill ha già girato mezzo mondo, è stata tutto in Asia con il progetto, è stata a Taiwan, in Corea, in Giappone. Quindi insomma lei è già molto internazionale. Però
già molto internazionale. E infatti le ho chiesto come mai Milano, e lei ci ha rivelato appunto che le sue radici, ha delle radici in Italia che può considerare come seconda, terza, quarta casa. Ma molto molto bello, davvero una bellissima iniziativa. Ci sono, non lo so, qualche informazione in più, magari, non lo so, avete, mi immagino che avete anche comunque altri ragazzi che saranno presenti a presentare dopo Jill, immagino, cioè nel senso come è un bando che voi aprite e poi chiudete, durante diciamo tutto l'anno avete diversi artisti, giusto?
Sì, esatto. Allora, in verità Jill per quest'anno è l'ultima, perché a breve si chiude la stagione del teatro, insomma, almeno per il nostro non va oltre giugno, però sì, da febbraio a maggio, quindi appunto ora siamo all'ultima, ogni mese ci sono in residenza un coreografo o una... coreografa che fanno diverse attività. In questo caso appunto c'è l'anteprima dello spettacolo e di solito c'è anche sempre una masterclass di danza contemporanea, che non è solo per professionisti ma per chiunque voglia mettersi in gioco e cimentarsi, e quella di Jill è stata proprio ieri. E quindi appunto per questi 4 mesi ci sono sia lo spettacolo che la masterclass, quindi noi siamo aperti ad accogliere chiunque voglia cimentarsi in questo mondo della danza.
Quindi incoraggiamo i ragazzi della statale a cimentarsi, che può essere davvero un'occasione unica. Che io condivido, che io davvero, come da ex ballerino condivido, l'ho detto anche a Jill, l'unico genere che non ho provato è quello contemporaneo, e un po' me ne pento, ecco, perché comunque la libertà...
Allora, per l'anno
molto volentieri, molto volentieri. Alessia, ti ringrazio davvero tanto, ringrazio
grazie
anche il teatro, il vostro teatro Pinoff, vi ricordo a chi ci ascolta che è in via Selvanesco 75 a Milano, verso diciamo la parte sud, dopo Abbiate Grasso, giusto? Zona Abbiate Grasso?
Poco sotto Abbiate Grasso. Sì.
Perfetto, perfetto, ricordo anche della Dance Card, dell'abbonamento, che secondo me è diciamo, molto vantaggioso, perché ci sono diversi spettacoli, poi mi sono un po' informato anche tramite il sito della regione.
Hanno aderito, sì sì.
Molto molto importante. Grazie mille Alessia, grazie mille Jill, e via, e vi aspettiamo.
Grazie, ciao.
Grazie mille, buona giornata.
Anche a te, ciao.
Ragazzuoli belli, è stata una bellissima, io ringrazio Tobia per questa regia fantastica che mi ha fatto, abbiamo avuto diversi intoppi, io sono molto sincero con quelli con cui parlo, ci sono molto sincero, non so Tobi se sei d'accordo, Tobi mi fa di sì. Ragazzi, vi mando un grandissimo bacio, è stato davvero un piacere, spero che il mio inglese non sia così cringe, e ci vediamo molto presto, un bacio.
Oggi sulle frequenze di Radio Statale. Di Radio Statale. Al microfono di Radio Statale. Mamma di Radio Statale.